Rabbi Arya Tumim, Pashas Lech Lecha.
You're so busy, concentrating on the Shia that you don't notice this
Good morning. At the end of this week's Pasha, Avraham Avinu is given the mitzvah of Milah. And the Torah tells us of the instruction that he was given, and how indeed he carried out mitzvah of Milah himself, Yishmael, his household. Now, the Pasuk says, in fact, the Pasuk says it twice, that Milah Avraham did was Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. When he did this as Milah, he did it Be'etzem Hayoim, in broad daylight, so to speak. Interesting to note, as a side point, in Zeus HaBrocha, Rashi makes a comment. Rashi says, it says three times in the Torah, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Someone's mentioned this already? Rashi says, Rashi in Hazinu says, three times the Torah says, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Once when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Twice, a second time by the Mabul. The Mabul took place in broad daylight. And a third time by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rashi doesn't comment on Avraham Avinu. He leaves out, and there's a separate discussion on why Rashi leaves out. Rashi says in all three of them, the point is that Rabbi Yisrael says it's going to happen in broad daylight. You think you can do something about it? We'll see. It's going to happen around the world. What could they do? So Rashi then says that he didn't say we're not going to let Moshe Rabbeinu die. Oh. Yeah, how are you not going to let Moshe Rabbeinu die? Fine, that's a discussion itself through tefillah. Not okay. Say that's a whole separate discussion. But here, Rashi says, "Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh." Rashi comments twice. He says it twice. Once in Pasuk Chav Gimel, and once in Pasuk Chav Vov. Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Rashi says the first time, "Boi Bayoim Shin Stave." He did it on the same day. He was instructed. Second comment, "Bayoim V'loy B'Layla." Do that day, not at night. That's what has to be done. And third comment, "Lo Nisuriyim Agoyim V'loy Menayit Zonim." He wasn't scared. People might object. People shouldn't say we wouldn't have allowed it. That's the first comment. And the second time he comes up, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh, Rashi says, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh shemalu l'Avraham saditesh shana, but Yishmael yud gim shonim nim l'Avraham Yishmael m'nei. It was the day that he became 99 years old, and the day that Yishmael had become 13 years old. Is that day was the day that he was 99. That's Rashi. I'll tell you the Rogan Shofar in his Sefer Tzofas Paneach Al HaTorah, and also in his Sefer on the Rambam, says the Pshat of the Pasuk, which is the classical Pshat of the Rogan Shofar. It's Mechudosh, it's Pshat, he says it in his own inevitably terse style, very short, but it's also a beautiful avot. It makes a comment that he says as follows, that by Avraham Avinu it says, when he did Milah, it was Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. When Avraham did Milah to Yitzchok, it says, Vayomal Avraham et Yitzchok v'noi ben Shemin es Yomim, Kashi Tiboy Soi. So he doesn't say Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. That's what it was. The Milah of Avraham Avinu, says Rogel Shavah, was a Milah's Geirus. Milah's Geirus wasn't the regular Milah that we know. It was a Milah's Geirus. It means sometimes you do Milah, the regular mitzvah of Milah that we know, a child is born, Ben Shemin Es Yomim, 8 days old, you do Milah. Another type of Milah that we have is when someone wants to become a Geir, part of the process is, to undergo the Geir's process, involves going through Milah. And that's what's going on here. Ayin Chagiga Daf Gimel of the Aleph. Doesn't tell you what Chagiga Daf Gimel of the Aleph is, but the footnotes tell you. There's a Gemara there. The Gemara Chagiga says Avram Tchilo Legeirim Hoya. Avram was the first one, first of all the Geirim. And Tosfos today comments Shen Stave Alamilo Yosef Tfei. He's got the mitzvah of Mila more than anyone before him. So Avram Avinu Tchilo Legeirim Hoya. And therefore, this was Midas Geirus. And he doesn't mention this point, but it's important. Other Mepharshim also, other Mepharshim say that Das Kedem by Tosfos say, number one, how could it be Avraham Avinu married Keturah? Keturah is a mistress. Avraham Avinu was carrying all the Torah. A mitzri is also a mitzri, even if she becomes a Geiris, is also to marry until Dorishlishi, until the third generation, is also to marry a Yisrael. Says that as Kedem, yeah. But Avraham Avinu was a gay. A gay is allowed to marry a Geiris, even a Geiris mistress. So if he was a gay, he was allowed to. Second point says, how does Kedem ask, how could Yisrael give all his Nechosim away, how could Avraham rather give all his Nechosim to Yisrael? Says you're not supposed to. What it says, Avuriach Santa, Afilu me bro bishul bro time. You're not supposed to take away your Yerusha, even from a son who's a bro bishul. One of the titles, a son who misbehaves le bro tava. You're not supposed to do it. You never know who's going to be good, who's going to have descendants. You never know what's going to be. You're not supposed to do it.
Gives it in his lifetime, though.
Yeah, we're talking about. That's what the Gemara is talking about, though. The Gemara is talking about matan. The Gemara is talking about in a way which is going to be effective. We're not talking about in a way which is ineffective. We're talking about in a way which is effective. You're not supposed to do it. The Gemara says you're not supposed to take all your nechassim and give it. Shai, if it's that part, you can, you can't. But to take everything and give it, take away, to divest all his property, all his assets from one child, you've got nothing. How was that? She says. That Avram was a gay, Yishmael was a gay. The din is that a gay ain't a yorish as a gay. A gay is not yorish. A gay oviv, not even a Torah. Levi David Sifrin one kedushin daf yud zayin, and therefore Yishmael had no part. Even couldn't be Eretz Yerusha of the Divrei Torah. Even Eretz Yerusha Rabbanon, he wasn't entitled to Yerusha. Therefore, so Agav, we have further in the Koyos other sources that indicate that there was a Geirus going on here. It doesn't say that the Mila was a Mila's Geirus, it doesn't go that far, but the Rav Shabbat says, Dov Poshut, that the Mila of a Ravinu was Mila's Geirus. Okay, fine. It could be, doesn't say this, but it could be, I think I might even have seen it, that the Mepharshim all question why Avraham Avinu didn't do Mitzvah Mila before he was instructed to do. Avraham Avinu was Mekayem Kol HaTorah Kula. Why did he wait? He was 99 till he got an instruction, and there's Tirutzim and Tirutzim and Tirutzim. But it could be according to this idea of the Rogachover, there's another Teretz now. So as follows, the Rogachover says there was a Geirus going on here. Now, nowadays, someone wants to volunteer to become a gay for whatever reason, they're entitled to do so. They can become a gay, and if they want to do it, they're going to have to undergo the process. And the process is going to involve Mila, Tvila, Kabbalah, Mitzvahs, whatever it involves. But before the process of gayness was given, does it make sense to say, I'm going to voluntarily become a gay through doing Mitzvahs Mila? There's no such process. The process doesn't exist, it's not being invested. You want to do a Mitzvah, fine. You can become all the Torah, you can become all the Mitzvahs, fine. Okay, it's a Mitzvah Mitzvah. But here's not a Mitzvah Mitzvah. It's a process which has been designed to create a person to becoming a gay. That process has not yet been deemed effective. So therefore, how can you ask a question? Why didn't Avraham Avinu do Mila before he was instructed to? He kept all the mitzvahs. Yeah, because the idea of Mila here wasn't just to do the mitzvahs Mila. The idea of Mila was to convert Avraham from being Avraham Avinu to being Avraham Avinu. So fine. So that's the Rosh Hashanah. That's the Mila's Geirus. Okay, so what? So as follows, continues. It says Geirus. What it says is called a mishpot. It's called a judgment. And that affects various halachas of geirus. You have to have a bezdin there for the process of geirus. There's a question in machlokes and rishonim, which elements of the geirus process require a bezdin there, and if the bezdin is missing, will that affect the validity of the geirus or not? If a gate tovels in a mikvah, l'shem geirus, and there's no bezdin present, Is that effective? Is that not effective? If you do meet and not from the bezin, but essentially it's a mishpat, it's din judgment. It needs to require a bezin. Another result of that is mishpat has to be by yoyim. Says the Rosh Hashanah, when the Gemara calls it mishpat, doesn't mean mishpat of dinei mamonos. It means mishpat of dinei nefoshos. It's compared to a judgment of dinei nefoshos, and dinei nefoshos. There's a passage which says, "V'ha'ika isum neged Hashemesh." It has to be not just by day; it has to be neged Hashemesh. Says the Rosh Hashanah, if you're going to tell me that Gaius is called a mishpat of dinei nefoshos, and din in the forces of din neged Hashemesh, so midas geirus has to be not just enough to be by yoyim. It has to be be'etzem ayoyim. You can't have to do it. So wherever it says be'etzem ayoyim, it's quotes Rashi in Menachos. I Rashi Menachos Afhei. Be'etzem ayoyim is mishehera mizrach. He says it's not enough to have alois hashachar. It has to be a later stage. It has to be be'etzem ayoyim. It has to be properly day. So Midas Avraham Avinu was a Geirus. Midas Geirus, we learn that from Mishpat, which needs Dinei Nefoshos Neged Hashemesh. Not just day, it has to be Neged Hashemesh, it has to be properly day. So Avraham Avinu says, Be'etzem Hayoyim. But Yitzchok was regular Mitzvah. He was already now born to Avraham Avinu. His Midah was Midas Shemenis Yomim. Doesn't say Be'etzem Hayoyim. That you can do anytime during the day.
You need to do Midah early in the morning, though.
You do it early in the morning, but says the Rosh Hashanah, a chiddush, which is not brought down in halacha before him. I don't know if anyone else says the same thing after him either. That milas geirus is different to regular mila in that you can't just do it from alois hashachar. Normally, when does day start? Alois hashachar day starts. Alois hashachar is daytime. Anything that has to be done by day. At least, but the other, if you do it from alois hashachar, midas geirus, if you do it from alois hashachar, no, it has to be at least from an etzah chamor, be'etzem hayin. A chiddush shal rokat shabbat.
Is it a chiddush shal etzin in the foshos?
A chiddush in the foshos. I don't know. Yeah, it might be. I don't know if other if it's recorded in the foshos or not. There's such a distinction. Needs investigation. And he adds in, it's not here. It's quoted in the footnotes in the Tzofos Nechva Torah, the Magia in the footnotes. There brings another piece of Rogosh over where he adds in, Ubaze Asi Shavi, Lachen Loynokta Hamishna Hamegilas Shom, Mila Gabi Kol Hayoyim, Mishum Gilas Geirus. So he's answering also with this. Also, Shabbat, the Mishnah, this explains the Mishnah in Megillah. So the Megillah says, he's come to answer Akasha, the Rashba asked him every time, Rashba asked Akasha every time, blind to Sarah Chiyon. The Mishnah says, Kol Hayoyim is kosher for the following mitzvahs. And it's a whole list of mitzvahs which have been done the whole day. He says, why is Mila left out? Says with my principle which I've just established, that explains it. Why? You can't tell me the whole day is kosher the Mila, because sometimes it isn't. If you're doing a Mila of a gay, the whole day will be kosher. You're going to have to wait till Netzach Chamor. You have to wait to Be'etzem Hayoyim to do the Mila. So I can't tell you in the Mishnah the whole day is kosher the Mila, because that's not always true.
When
Alois is in the winter, you can have in the winter, I don't know how Alois is going to win. 9 o'clock, but normally we're not doing Mila at 6 o'clock, no one's doing Mila's Geirus at 4 in the morning.
You know, in Hazina, Rashi says it was the middle of the day.
Yeah.
That's why Rashi only brings the sleep, because by Avraham Avinu was. But you say,
Rashi here doesn't seem to learn like that. He says, "Ayin Targum." I don't know what he wants with the Targum. Bichran Yoima. I don't know what Bichran Yoima means. I don't know whether Adi comes up. Bichran Yoima. I'm not sure. Okay, but Akroponim, that's the explaining the Rav Chava, that the Minas of Ravino was a Minas Geirus. Minas Geirus can't be done at the crack of the day, at the start of the day. You have to wait till Betz Mayon, and that explains the Pasuk, and that explains the Mishnah in Megillah. It also goes, Agav, it goes well together with Mashah. The Mashah has various places, takes on the position that which Chazal say, Avraham Avinu kien kala tira kula. He says that was only after Avraham Avinu did Mila. Tell Avraham Avinu Mila that card doesn't apply, and that's how he explains, how could he marry Sarah without having seen her? How could he marry Hogar the first time? That's came by the Tosfos. Say Avraham Avinu was a gay, that's how he could marry Keturas Endo Chai Sarah the second time. But the first time, when he married Hogar, how did he do it? And Avraham Avinu says, till he did Mila, this principle, Avraham Avinu Kim Kana Toya Kula, that's only after he did Mila. Lefidus is saying it goes well together, hand in hand with his Rogatov. Yes, because after Mila, the whole status changed. It was a Mila's Gerus, the whole status changed. And now, Avraham Avinu, he wasn't Mitzvah, he still wasn't Mitzvah, the Torah hadn't been given yet, he wasn't required to, but now it makes sense. Fine, start keeping the Mitzvahs. Akoponim, it brings to the highlight this idea of the Rogatov that there is a distinction between Mila that we do, if you want to call it regularly, when a child is born Ben Shemines Yomim, and the Mila that's done as part of the Geirus process. When someone's this guy, you do Mila as part of the Geirus process, but they're not exactly the same. According to the Rav Chava, Mila can be done from Aleis HaShachar, Mila's Geirus, you have to wait till Aleis HaChamer. And now the Nachman will be, Bezdin, do you need to have a Bezdin present? So normal Mila, there's no dinner to have a Bezdin present. You don't need to have anyone present. Yeah? You can have everyone present. A person can do Mila to himself, you don't need anyone present. But Mila's Geirus, according to most Rishonim, require a Bezdin. It might not be Ma'akev, it might be effective as a Geirus, even if the Bezdin wasn't present, but certainly the Chachila, according to most Rishonim, a Bezdin is part of the Geirus process. Geirus has to be done in front of Bezdin. Other Rishonim will not even Ma'akev. It won't be considered effective Geirus if you did the Mila not in front of the Bezdin. The Bezdin is a vital process, is an intrinsic element of the Geirus, and the Mila is part of that process, therefore it has to be done in front of Geirus. Not enough Kibina, is the bracha that you make. Normal bracha that you make for Mila, you normally make two brachas, ala Mila, lach nisoy. By a geir, you don't make that bracha. You make a bracha of the tzivonu lamulas agerim, and you make another bracha of the tzivonu lamulas agerim, lahatim em dam bris, dam bris. Shemayim v'aretz like this. Kaimu shnema, im lay bris yom v'lay lachuk is shemayim v'aretz like samti. Yeah, you make it, it's a completely different bracha. Yeah, 4-4-4. There is another nafka mina, which is not so negel and mice normally, but it can be, it does count. And that is as follows, that mina bismanoi, a mina which takes place when a child is 8 days old, is deicha Shabbos. Mina's geirus is not deicha Shabbos. Now you might say, okay, that's obvious, because mina's, even Mila, the regular Mila, that's only if it takes place on the 8th day is Deicha Shabbos. Mila is Mano Deicha Shabbos. But if, for whatever reason, the bris never took place on the 8th day, it's not going to be Deicha Shabbos anyway. Now, Mila's Geirus isn't taking place when the child's 8 days old. So therefore, it's not really relevant anyway to discuss, is Mila's Geirus Deicha Shabbos or not. But that's not the case. Because the halacha is that we can be Megayir, a Geir Kotzon, even a baby, if the parents come to Megayir, and they want to Megayir the child with them, Bezdin have the power to do that. Bezdin, Mabir and Geir Kotzon, Bezdin, we can Bezdin, Zochon, La'odon, Shevon, Bezdin have a child and a child, although they have a right to object when they turn by Mitzvah, they can uproot that Geir as they want to, but a child, a baby, you can be Megayir, a baby, the parents come to Megayir, they have a baby, they have a young baby, the baby's not yet 8 days old. The baby's not 8 days old yet. So then, there'll be a question. Is this Mila? Do you wait till the baby's 8 days old to do the Mila? You want to do 8 days old? Don't do 8 days old. No, you want to do 8 days old, and it's not called the Mila Bismanoi, and it's not the Eichel Shabbos. Okay. Ever, the same thing. Ever, yeah. Now, okay, so far, so good. So Agapolim, that's a chiluk between Milas Geirus, and Rana Nila, that Milas Geirus is the no din of Shemayna Yomim, the no din of Yichiyos Shabbos. The next stage involves a shaila, which, as I say, is not common, but it does happen. What happens if you have a woman who comes along, she wants to convert, she wants to become a Geirus, and at the time of our conversion, she's pregnant with a child. So now, and then she converts, so now she's a fully fledged Geirus, she now is Mechuyav Mitzvahs, and then after Geirus, she gives birth to a child. Is that child now considered a child of a Jewish woman, and therefore the bris is going to take place 8 days old? The prayer is going to be Deicha Shabbos. The bracha that you're going to make is going to be a bracha of Zivon Alamila. Or no. This child is, she was part of the Geirus, was involved in the Geirus process. And therefore, it's also considered a Geirus. And therefore, also requires Milas Geirus. And therefore, the bris is not Shemayna Yomim. It's not Deicha Shabbos. The bracha of the Amalas Geirus. Etc. All the chalukah that we said, the distinctions that we said that apply to Milas Geirus or not. Yeah, very good. Excellent. So the starting point is, to understand the question, to break it down a bit, is the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, Dav Ayin Ches, says, Muberes Shenis Gairo, if a pregnant woman is undergoes a conversion, but no, ain't Sarav Tefillah. The child doesn't require Tefillah. So the Gemara says, why not? And the Gemara says, there are two approaches. And the two approaches later on are going to become very relevant. One approach, the one says, Uba Yerechimoy. How do you look at the Uba, the child, as yet unborn? Is the Uba Yerechimoy? Is it just another part of the mother? It's appended to the mother, it's considered like any other limb of the mother. And therefore, when the mother undergoes Geirus, any part of the mother is also undergoing Geirus. And therefore, just like the hand had Tefillah, the foot had Tefillah, the Uba also had a Tefillah. Or, no, Uba Lav Yerechimoyu. But the Uba is considered, the unborn child is considered its own entity. Now, if the unborn child is considered its own entity, you have a problem. How are you going to do Tefillah to this Uba when it's still in the womb of its mother? And the Gemara says that it's a Chatzitza. And the Gemara says, why is it a Chatzitza? You're not makpid about it. Well, it doesn't matter if you're not makpid, but you have something which is entirely enwrapped in something else. You're not makpid about it, but that's not Tefillah. So the Gemara says, no. Hainu Rabisi. That's the natural state. Where something is in its natural form, that's the way that it's formed naturally, you can do a tefillah like that. Therefore, the tefillah of the mother works for the child. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. It's undisputed. It's brought in halacha. There's no question about it. Muberes and iskayro, but not in shricha tefillah. But not in shricha tefillah. The tefillah of the mother is going to be effective for the child. But it's clear from the Gemara that there is a Tviras Geus going on here for the unborn child. The question is, how does it work? Okay, one says there's two mechanisms are possible. But there is a Tviras Geus. Okay, fine. Right, we're showing the Mekash as follows. We said that there are three critical elements to a Geus. What are they? The two that we're dealing with are Mila and with Tvila. Besides that, it's Kabbalah and Machas Mitzvahs also. Those are the three main critical elements in a Geus. But we're dealing with the Mila and the Tvila. Now, it's Mavur in the Gemara, in the Mem Zayin, which where we show you ask the question, is that when a Gay comes along to you with a Gay, what do you do first? Mila or Tvila? Says the Gemara before from the Gemara said, we've shown him, it's clear that you first have to do Mila before you do Tefillah. First you do Mila, you allow some time for the Refuah, and then there's a Tefillah process, and with that, then the Geirus is then completed. Faith, we've shown him, so you explained to me that the Tefillah of a Muberes can work for the child, but what happened to Mila? You had that Mila first. As I faith, we've shown three truths I'm showing. Three different approaches. Not the Ramban. The right from here, the saint is not ma'akev. Okay, l'chachila, you're supposed to do Mila first. It's very interesting, the Ramban says, and that idea is to try and discourage him from being a gay. We know that generally we try and discourage people from becoming gay. So the first thing he will give you, the first thing is, we'll give you a taste of Mila. If that doesn't put you off, fine, you come along with Tvila. But essentially, Mila and the Tvila, the order's not Ma'akev. So Nachlami. So the Muberes titles, you ask me, Akasha, how can you do Tvila? You haven't had Mila. Say that. Do Tvila, and when the child is born, you'll do Mila. Okay, I'll tell you the Ramban. It's not the Ritva, not Ma'akev. How can somebody say it's not Ma'akev? How can someone who's not had Mila be Toivel? It's not the Ritva. It's a Toivel, Sheretz Miyodoy. The guy's an Oral, and he's going to Tvila for Geirus? Yeah, no. It's not the Ritva, can't be. You can't Toivel before Mila. No such thing. A gay wants a Toivel, a gay wants a Toivel, he's not a gay, he's an Oral. Toivel for Sheretz Miyodoy. Not doing well. The Tzvila in Rakhiv. Aye, the Ramban brings a raya from the Gemara, Muberes, Sheniskayro, Benoy, Tzvicha Tzvila, and you haven't done the Mila yet? Says, yeah, that's different completely. What are you bringing a raya from there for? Says, there, the child's unborn yet. There's no Chiyav Mila. It's not Shaya to do Mila. You know what that's like? It's like a woman who wants to be Megay. A woman comes along to be a guy. What's the person involved? Tvila. Mila is a critical process. Yeah, Mila is a critical process for a man who has a Mrs. Mila. He has a Chiyuv Mila. He wants to become a gay. Fine. Part of the process is to go through Geirus first, to go through Mila first, and then, once he's not an Oral anymore, fine, you can Toivel. But this unborn child, you're going to call him an Oral? He's nothing. He's not Chiyuv Mila. It's not Shaykh Mila. Can the Kaver done you this unborn child? And therefore, the Tvila is sufficient to complete the Geirus process. Just like for a woman, the Tvila is sufficient, there's no Mila. So don't ask me, Akasha, how can Tvila work? You haven't done Mila yet. You're right. In this Geirus of this unborn child, there's no Mila involved at all. You don't have to do Mila at all. The Tvila is sufficient. That's the second man. The Rasbo's approach is, just like the Ritva, he agrees with the Ritva, and he says, yes, the Seder is Ma'akiv, but he disagrees in principle with the Ritva. He says, if the child, the unborn child, is going to be a Zocha, when he's born a child, we know the child is a Zocha, so it requires Mila. Calls him on the child, the unborn is a Chimila. No, say that. You can't do it yet, but the Chiv may not be around, but you can't be Megayah him without doing a Mila. You can't say, this is like a woman coming to Megayah. It's not a woman Megayah. It's a Zocha who's not yet born. You can't do the Mila yet, but you need the Mila for the Geirus. So I had to get around the problem. He disagrees with the Ramban. The Ramban says the Seder is not Ma'akev. He disagrees with Ritva, who says, in this instance, you don't need Mila. You need Mila, and the Seder is Ma'akev. So the Rashba says, you know, the Gemara is not talking about a Zocha. The Gemara is talking about an Akeba. If this pregnant woman has a daughter, then the Tvila of the mother will be effective for the daughter. But if she has a child who's a son, a boy, so then that child is going to need to undergo Geirus, and you can't tell me the Tvila of the mother worked for the child, because he needs to have Mila first. So you'll have Mila, and then you'll have Tvila. The Gemara says, Lashon HaGemara, the wording of the Gemara is, Muberesh and Iskayo, Beno, Ein Sarah Tvila. If a pregnant woman undergoes Geirus, says the Gemara, Beno, her son, Ein Sarah Tvila. Says the Rashba, but according to what I just told you, Beno means Bito Ein Sarah Tvila, but Beno will require Tvila. But the Rashba's not sure. It's obvious from the context of the Gemara that Beno means the child, doesn't mean the son, it means a child, it's a daughter. Because obviously, you're not going to do Tvila on someone that hasn't had Mila yet. It's obvious from the context of the Gemara that here Beno means a child who's a daughter.
It
doesn't need to say it. Doesn't need to say it, says the Rashba. It's obvious. Who's going to think otherwise? The Rashba, the Ritva and the Ramban think otherwise, yeah? But the Rashba says, if you take on my assumptions, then it becomes obvious, and the Gemara doesn't need to state it even. So to summarize, we've got three approaches in the Gemara, three approaches how to understand Muberes Shenis Gaira. A pregnant woman comes along, she does Tvila. So the first approach is a Ramban, is that the Tvila is a Tvila's Geirus, and then when the child is born, you're going to do Mila's Geirus later. The second approach is the Ritva, is that the Tvila is a Tvila's Geirus, and you don't need Mila at all. There's no Mila involved at all. And the third approach is the Rashba, that we're talking about Dafka, a female child, a girl, and therefore there's no Mila involved at all. But in Achlami, when the child's a boy, you're going to need to do Mila later, and then Tvila again.
In
So what din has he got?
Who?
The boy. Is he a goy or goy, is he a
goy? Goy, goy.
And the daughter, she's a yidina. She's born a yidina because she's yotze with her mother's tefillah.
The daughter, yes, correct. Gyeres. The daughter's a Gyeres.
Yeah, yeah. So she has twins.
They won't be related to each other. They won't be related to each other. She's a Gyeres. The child is a Gyeres. Gyeres is a Gyeres. You know what I mean? And the child is a Gyeres. And Gyeres probably will say something. Yeah. So now.
One child born with
Gyeres
and afterwards, they won't be related to each other.
True. Any of the years we raise each other, fine. Oh, so that's the question. So let's go back to the question that is. It's relevant, as I say, it's not so relevant on a common basis, but the question asked, the question does occur, the situation does occur. We have a woman, she undergoes the conversion process, she's a Gyeres, she happens to be Muberes, but she undergoes the process. Then, later on, the child is born after the Gyeres process, after she's fulfilled all the criteria that she needs to fulfill. She's a fully fledged Gyeres. She gives birth to a child who was. She was pregnant with that child when she underwent the conversion process. And now, the baby born is a boy. Do we do the bris? Is it going to be Doicha Shabbos? So, in order for it to be the Shaila, really, the Shaila of Yom HaShmini and the Shaila of what brachos to make, the Shaila of Shaila, fine. But the Shaila, the Shaila, the Chomzik Shaila is, will it be Deich HaShabbos? Is there a Chil Shabbos involved? Or is there no mitzvah to do it then or not? So now, if we analyze it, it's going to be dependent on the Machlokes in the Rishonim. It's going to be a Machlokes, if you think about it, the Ramban and the Rashba versus the Ritva. Why? The Ritva says, when you have this situation, the whole Gairus process has been completed with Tefillah. You don't need Mila to complete the Gairus process. So as soon as the mother toivels, this is like having a girl, like having a woman who comes in with a guy, the Tefillah completes the Gairus process. Therefore, the child's Gairus was finished when the mother toiveled. When the child is now born, as a regular. I can't say regular because it's a bit irregular, but the mother's a Gyeres, the child's a Gyeres, both parents are Jewish, the mother's Jewish, the child's Jewish, there's no Gyeres going on at all. So the Mila is a Mila's Yom HaShmini, why not? And it'll be Doicha Shabbos, why not? No objection. But according to the Ramban, and according to the Rashbo, they both learn there's a Mila's Gyeres going on here. True, different reasons why. The Ramban says the original Tefillah was good, and you're going to do Milas Gairus now. The Rashba says the original Tefillah wasn't good, and what's taking place now is going to be a Milas Gairus and a Tefillah Gairus. But they both agree, with regards to the Milah itself, that the Milah that's going to take place here is a Milas Gairus. They disagree whether they're going to need a further Tefillah or not, or was the original Tefillah good or not. But the Milah that's taking place now is a Milas Gairus, which is not the Chashabas. So what do we do? The Chayyah is dependent on this Machlokes Rishonim, whether the Mila that's taking place now is the Amilas Gairus or not. So there was somebody, I saw in a contra, someone wrote a letter, sent the Shai to Rav Zalman Auerbach, and the Shai writes that he saw various opinions about it. There's nothing more foolish about it in Shulchan Aruch. And the Chayyah is the Machlokes Rishonim, and the Chayyah we have to be Machlokes. However, he quotes that there is a letter from Chaim Zugzhinsky where he allowed it. He allowed the bris to take place on Shabbos discretion. And Rosh Hashanah writes back to him, Lechoy, you're right, depends on the Machloek as Rishonim, discusses him what the different Rishonim hold, fine. And he doesn't understand what's Rishat in the Achiyaz, what's Rishat from Chaim Zugzhinsky who allowed the meeting to take place. It's a Sophic Lechoy. Now, just bear with me one stage further. We said the position of the Ramban and the Rashba is that even after the mother was toivel, even the mother had went through Gairus, is that the child is still going to need a Midas Gairus. Not complete. The Gairus is still not complete. According to Rashba, nothing has taken place yet. According to Ramban, the Tefillah has taken place, but the Gairus is not complete until it's done Mila. Now there are various Akashas on this Shittin Rishonim. One of the kashas There's a kasha. I'll take one kasha. One kasha is from a Mishnah based on the Mishnah Bechiris with the Gemara there. The one there says, Muberes Shenizgairo. Mishnah, Muberes Shenizgairo. Kutis Shenizgairo. Shu Muberes. Then the child will require Pidin HaBen. The child, the first one, the child will require Pidin HaBen. So Lefi the Ritvo, I haven't got a problem with that. Wonderful. The child was a Niskaya, the conversion was complete, the child's a gay, when the child's born, the mother's Jewish, the child's Jewish, everyone's Jewish, fine. But according to the Rajbo, and according to the Ramban, the gayness is not yet complete. When the child's born, the child's not Jewish. Later on, when you do Mila, and according to Rashi, when you do Tila as well, at that point there's a gayness. Gayish and this guy, constantly Domi, there's a new person around that wasn't around before. What's going on? How can you be chayiv? Pinyin Haben. Very shver kasha. And different approaches in the Mephoshim. So, the stipler in Yevamos has a sermon on this. Attempts one teretz, he's not happy with it. Eventually, he concludes as follows, and he says as follows. As we said, when we started off the discussion on the Gemara Yevamos, there are two approaches. How does the tefillah of the mother work for the Uba who's not yet born? One approach, you said, was Uba Yerechimoy. The Uba unborn child is part of the mother. And the other part was, you said, the other approach was Uba Lav Yerechimoy, not part of the mother, but since that's the natural state, the way the child grows, there's not considered a chatzitza, and the tefillah can work like that. So the whole discussion of the Rishonim is only relevant to the second approach. If we look at the Uba, if you look at the unborn child as its own entity, as its own identity, so now we're faced with the question, okay, it's got its own identity, so it requires its own gerus. It requires its own gerus, how's that going to work? You can toivel the child, what do you mean? There's a chatzitza, it's completely wrapped in something else. Okay, that's not called a chatzitza, because that's the natural way that it grows. Okay, but it still needs a tefillah, it needs a mila, fine. It has its own identity, you're going to have to work with its own gerus process, and then you're going to have that tefillah, you're going to have that mila. We're going to get into a question, can you have mila before the tefillah? Do you need to have mila in such a state? Is there a chiyuv mila? Is there not a chiyuv mila? But the unborn child has its own identity, has to go through its own gerus process. But according to the approach of the Gemara, Uba Yerechimoy, the Rishonim were never discussing that. Rishonim didn't have a problem if you hold Uba Yerechimoy, that the unborn child is just considered another limb, another part of the mother. So we don't want to discuss how does the hand have its own gerus, how does his foot, how does the person's foot have its own gerus. I mean, the person goes through a gerus process, and every part of that person is one unit. It's the gerus, it's chal of the person. So if you hold Uba Yerechimayu, so there's no discussion about whether the child needs to have mila or not. What do you mean the child has to have mila? It's part of the mother. Of course there's no mila. What do you mean? You have to have mila before tefillah. What do you mean? We're not doing a separate gerus on the unborn child. We're doing a gerus on the mother, and as a tofa, as a secondary part, he's appended to the mother. So therefore the gerus is chal automatically on the child. Says the stipler, well, what's the din of Uba Yerechimayu, Uba Lav Yerechimayu? There's a machlaikas. Machlaikas, Tanayim. So fine. So now, those Rishonim will tell you that the Mishnah in Bechiris, which we have in the Pasuk tonight, is going according to the opinion that Uba Yerechimayu. If you hold Uba Yerechimayu, fine. Then there's certain, no question, all Rishonim will tell you, we agree, the Gerus was completed when the mother toivled. Therefore, says the Mishnah, that if a child is born, there's a chi opinion that Ben. Now this halacha is pachlu shulchan aruch. Do we pass on uba yerechimayu? Do we pass on uba lav yerechimayu? Machloikus, big machloikus in the Rishonim. But this halacha, that a woman who's not Jewish, and she's pregnant, and she's this guy, and she has a child, and that child's chai pinin haben, that's a clear halacha shulchan aruch. So you're going to have to accept one or two things. You're either going to have to say, we accept the shita of the Ritva, that the gerus was completed when she toivled regardless, because the child doesn't need that mila, because in that state there's no chiyumila. Or you're going to say no, that even though we disagree with Ritva, there still requires a mila's gerus is required, but that's only according to the opinion of Uba Lav Yerechimayu, and the Shulchan Aruch is paskening, according to the other shita, Uba Yerechimayu, that the Uba is part of the mother, doesn't have its own identity, and therefore that's why it's a chiyuv haben. But either way, you're forced to accept one of those two positions, which are going to tell us that the gerus was completed when the mother toivled. And it could be that's what the Achi Ezra, Reb Chaim Ezra, he also held, he understood, from the Shulchan Aruch, we have to take that approach, and therefore, the mila that's going to take place, mi monosach, it's not going to be in this case. Either we're going to go with the Ritzvah, or even according to other Rishonim, you're going to say their whole discussion was because they were going in the opinion that considered, they were discussing the opinion that considered the Uber as a separate identity. But la halacha, when the Uber is not considered a separate identity, therefore they will agree the mila is not Midas Geirus, and that could be. That's why he allowed the mila of such a, in such an instance to take place on Shabbos. Shkoyach. Oh, my God.